We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Y'all gaming.
My name is Coney. I'm here with TK Breezy. How are you?
I'm good. I was actually gaming so hard that we almost missed the show. So, but that's what we're here to talk about. These games that we've been playing on the docket today. We have Monster Hunter Rise, which just came out last week. Eternal Return Black Survival, which has been out, but now everyone's discovered it this week somehow.
I don't know how.
And then just game update talks in general. It's going to be like a quick, you know, flyby. Like this is, these are some games that have started or that are up. All right. So first up, Monster Hunter Rise came out last week. I have got 85 hours into it already.
Jesus Christ.
So if you're wondering if I've been gaming, yes, I have been gaming. The game is amazing. So the thing about Monster Hunters in general is that I think that a lot of people, when they were, you know, when they think Monster Hunter, they think back at the old Monster Hunters when it was all clunky and shit. I was one of those people before I got into World. I almost didn't start World because all the Monster Hunters I played before it were like really clunky, like and like arbitrarily clunky. Like the weapon system and all that stuff makes sense to me, but it would be stuff like you had to make pickaxes, your pickaxe would break all the time because you had to mine, which was important to make new weapons, and you had to like, you had to have nets, you had to have fishing, like just you had to make whetstones back in the day. Mm-hmm. Like there's just a lot that like they streamlined to make the game faster in the not action part, but made the action part really good.
Yeah.
So that's where Rise comes. Well, World came in and did that first with how good it was, and then Rise came in and took the formula and built on it by putting in these wire bugs and extra attacks and stuff that you get all based off the wire bugs. So there's better movement in the game. You have a dog now that you can ride around on. So it's much easier to chase monsters when they run away. The monster variety is still really good. And some of them got new moves. So like if you're like a long time Monster Hunter player, you'll be like, oh man, he didn't have that in Generations Ultimate or whatever you played back in the day. But there's just a solid game, man. Like I was not expecting to be as heavy into it as I was, but like I did the same thing with World, except like I feel like I didn't get off a stream and play more World. Yeah. Like this time, like I stream, I do the Degrassi thing at night, and then I get off a stream and play in my bed for like another 4 hours. So
jeez,
just yeah, game is lit.
It just sounds like I don't know, I've always been on the cusp of like getting into Monster Hunter, but then I also feel like it's so grindy and not intuitive and blah blah blah. It's just, I don't know, I can't ever.
Well, this one is definitely way more intuitive, and the grind doesn't really like start for you until like you beat the game. Like you can go through and just do every quest and you'll at least make one good weapon that is like maybe has no element, and you can just go about like doing everything you need to do off that. Uh-huh. Elements are obviously going to be better for most fights if you know, like, but they tell you all that stuff too. That's cool, like you get to read like in the Monster Hunter notes and stuff, like yep. It's like this monster is weak to this, it tells you all the stuff, and like little, like one little tip, like, oh, attack this thing's tail so he can't do certain attacks. I'm like, all right, cool. But like, yeah, just you can definitely get through the weapon with or the game with like one weapon tree if it's like the top weapon tree where it just has no element, so you're just basically doing raw damage the entire time. So yeah, I mean, I get it though, because that's that was my exact same reservations. I didn't want to play, Monster Hunter because I just thought it was going to be clunky, and it's like the same thing reason I feel about Dark Souls. I think that Dark Souls is like probably a really a good game, but like to say it's hard is, I don't think it's hard. I think it's tedious, and I think those are two different, you know, those are two different areas. Like if people are speed running that game unarmed, then it's not hard, but it's definitely tedious on all the shit that you have to learn.
I will say, as a big Dark Souls fan, you should give it a try.
I played halfway through Dark Souls 1, and I was like, this is really annoying.
Try
like,
it again.
Why do y'all do this?
Try it again. Wait, how far did you get? Buddy. How far did you get?
I don't remember. I just know it was like, someone told me I was at the halfway mark for the amount of people I beat. I'd be like three people, four people.
That's not the halfway mark.
Of Dark Souls? How many people do I have to beat?
There's a lot. Do you not remember the last boss you fought? Do you remember anything about
that? The butterfly joint.
Bro, that's early. No.
Because I was going out of order, though. So, like, I didn't, like, I feel like I did some of the harder ones before that. But
well, then that's why it was tedious. You got to go down the normal
order. Okay, buddy.
Play Bloodborne. That's what you need.
Yeah, I heard Bloodborne is actually pretty nice, though. If I was going to get into another Dark Souls, then I would definitely get into Bloodborne. Man, I said Dark Souls is way more pick up and play than Monster Hunter. I could see that, but I don't know, man. Like, I feel like Monster Hunter, like, it's like one of the, it might be one of those games when it clicks, it clicks, you know? Dark Souls just doesn't click with me, but Monster Hunter does.
I hate those games. I hate any game where I have to prepare before a fight, if that makes sense. Like, I know that's a lot of what it is. Like, you have to get the weapons that the enemy is weak to. But I hate in games where I have five swords. There's lightning, fire, water, wind. You know what I mean? I hate that because I don't want to swap. I want to just take the weapon that I have and maybe I can spec into different things. Like, I think that's how Final Fantasy VII, the remake, was. But, yeah.
Yeah, but you literally don't have to do that, though. Like,
sure?
Yes, you can literally get away with a non-elemental weapon, and you just won't be like, you'll be missing out on that elemental damage, but you're still going to do damage, and you're still going to be able to kill the monsters. So, and it really depends on what weapon you're playing too, because like, if you're playing hammer, like, you're going to knock them out. Like the biggest part of, like, it's like, what is the weapon's, you know, big thing? Like, if you're going to play a non-elemental weapon, then just play like a strong weapon, like, you know, play hammer, play hunting horn. Something like that. But if you want to play elements, then you're playing stuff like sword and shield, stuff that like applies elements and whatnot. But yeah, there's reason to go into them. I usually just make all the weapons because it's just a fun thing to do. But like, you can definitely get through that game with one weapon if you want, like one weapon tree. I mean,
yeah,
if you find the right one.
All right, maybe I'll check it out then. I just didn't like the idea that like, I had to go into everything and find the weakness of everybody. You know what I mean? Like, that always seemed extremely uninteresting, but, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm currently playing, like, there's armor set. There's all kind of stuff that you can, like, deep dive into.
Yeah.
But I've literally been playing Fashion Hunter and been playing, like, a armor set that I just like because it looks good. It's just a cowboy armor set, but, like, none of the benefits are there for me. It's, like, cowboy armor set will poison up attack, but I don't really use poison too often, so... You know, but regardless, I get what you're saying. But yeah, I mean, for those who like Monster Hunter, definitely one of the best of the franchise right now, if not to me, the best one that I've played so far. But I've only played two, so I'm not going to be all,
yeah,
like, you know, this one beats all the other ones. Like, I just didn't like the other ones, but I love this one. But if you like Monster Hunter throughout the time that you played it, I'm sure that you probably have a different favorite or something like that. Thanks, Brooklyn. Brooklyn Will said.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Loving the hair, my guy. What's next? All right, so next, we're going to get into Eternal Return Black Survival.
Yeah, just came out. Been playing really that a lot. Exciting. Just came out. Hadn't seen anything about it. Newly released. Lots of fun.
Let me go see the release date on this shit, though.
Very unique game that nobody's ever seen before. Does a lot of cool things. I'm a big fan of it. I think it was 2018.
Yeah, but I mean, but how do you, like, you're new to it. I played, like, last year sometime. How do you feel about it right now?
I love it. No, I don't. I don't love it. I love it when I'm winning. Okay. You know what the problem, I think, with the game is? I'm playing with friends, and my friends are very good, and they are very high level. And so I'm seeing the same 50 people who are, like, in the top 150, and it's like I'm not learning or having fun. Because I'm dying instantly. So for anybody that doesn't know, Eternal Return Black Survival is a it's like a MOBA in terms of like an isometric top down view, but it has battle royale elements. So you get 18 players load up. Everybody picks a champion. I don't know what they're called in the game. Subjects, I think. I don't know. But you pick somebody, and then you go around the map. Their crafting is a big element of it, which is what I hate because I don't have time to learn all that stuff, and it's frustrating because like I'll have like a water and a I'll have like a water and a lighter and some other stuff in my inventory, and then my friend will be like, "Oh, just grab some rocks, and then you can heat the rocks up, and then you can make boiling water and turn that into a coffee." I'm like, "What the hell are you talking about? How do I do that?" And it's not like League where it's like you see you have the shop up and there is an item menu. You don't get breaks in this game. And I know that in League sometimes you don't really feel like you can get breaks because you have to get back to lane. But in this game, it's like if you stop moving to like look at the item menu, you might just die. Somebody will come up on you. So
yeah,
it's frustrating. I don't quite get it yet, but so far I've been like absorbed in it. I am playing it way too much. It is fun.
Yeah, it came out. Full release was October 14th, 2020. So maybe that's why so many people are getting into it now because they probably didn't play the, you know, like the beta of it.
Yeah.
I saw a beta of this like a long time ago though, and I don't remember who I saw playing. And it definitely came a long way, or like maybe it was an alpha or something, but it came a long way from what it looked like visually.
Yeah.
To now, so good stuff. But yeah, no, the game is dope. The crafting system, like. When you first get into it, it's definitely overwhelming, but after a while, I just kind of realized that, like, everything that I need to be, like, after you get a certain, you know, item set, everything that I need to be made will show up on the bottom. Like, if you look into something and there's not a yellow triangle by it, just don't even pick it up. Don't need it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I never pick up anything without yellow triangles except for food because, you know, you can always craft better food just by just having a bunch of food around. But for the most part, like when I first started, yeah, I was really lost as well. I was losing every game like mad hard, and then I looked up like one video to like kind of understand the items, and I was like, all right, this makes more sense. So now I'm like way better at that.
Yeah, the game is dense. Like there's so much stuff to it, which is like it's weird and it's frustrating. But once you get into it, you know, once you start digging in, it's pretty good. It's not bad at all.
Yeah, so. Still says early access on Steam. Am I tripping?
Does it?
I just not look at this?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's still an early access game. So I guess, yeah, all right. Well, we are still. Well, you know what? The thing is about early access, man, and Fortnite really showed you this, that you can put anything out and call it early access. And, like,
yeah,
people just got to respect it. Like, it's early access, and it doesn't matter how good the game is. Anything that's bad, they can. It's just like a blanket statement. Like, man, this is broken. It's early access. We're still fixing stuff.
Yeah.
So that's what if Cyberpunk put their game out in early access, wouldn't nobody even be complaining right now, bro?
You could just be early access forever. Who cares? Like,
Yeah.
You could just sit up in that spot and just try to fix that. I mean, like, the game feels very early access, but I don't know if it's because, like, it's that early league feel where everything is, like, kind of slow. You're figuring it out. Maybe it's just, like, it takes time. But, yeah, it feels a little clunky, but we're getting there. I'm enjoying it. I don't know how long I'm going to play it, because usually what happens with these things is I start on them and then I just, like, I fall out very quickly. So, I don't know. We'll see. But I dig it so far. It's good.
Yeah. So, if you guys are into it, into MOBAs and you're into Battle Royales, this is just a one game putting them all together. It's called Eternal Return Black Survival.
Check it out. Dude, check out the mobile version, too. It's weird. I didn't know this was
a good mobile version. What?
No, it's not good. So the game actually started as a mobile game, but it's like first person. I don't know how to describe it. It looks bad. Like, it looks really bad. And I was like,
why do you want people to check it out?
Because I couldn't believe that's how it started. Like, I was like, wait, why is this like a first person? Like, you're walking into places with a first person perspective as the camera. It's really weird. And, like, I didn't realize there was so much lore behind it. Like, I thought this was a new thing, but apparently not. I don't know. It's, don't play that one. That one looks a little dumb. But everything else is okay.
Okay. That makes sense. I mean, I might look at it, but I feel like obviously, not maybe not obviously, but I felt like I could kind of tell that there was some type of series with this, with the way that this title was made, like Eternal Return and then semicolon Black Survival. So, like, I guess it's the Eternal Return series, but every game they put out will have something at the end of it or something.
I think it's the opposite. I think Black Survival.
You think Black Survival is it?
I think that's the series, and I don't know why it's called that. It's, I don't get it, but I think I remember seeing Black Survival is the name. I don't know. It's weird. Whatever. I don't care.
Yeah. I think that someone was talking with me about this earlier, but this game could definitely benefit from like a PvE, though.
Yeah, I think so. I think that if you develop some kind of PvE element, I don't know if it's the full game, but I think that would work a lot because, like, in League right now, there's an issue because there's no PvE and everybody wants that one thing to come back. Oh, Odyssey, I think it was called, where it was like PvE. It was Odyssey. Yeah, there's a PvE League game mode, and a lot of people are clamoring for that or something like it. So, yeah, they definitely, I think, could like capitalize on that because nobody else
League is doing it right now. League definitely needs a zombie mode with the minions.
Yeah, they need something like that.
I will play that so hard, bro. You've been sworn by the minions, so. But before we get into our last topic, which is just going to be a quick roundup, you have the thing, right?
I got something for you, fellas. Check this out. Oh, wait, I had the wrong file open. Check this out.
Join Ignition Casino, your go-to destination for the best online poker, table games, progressive slots, and much more. Sign up with the promo code IGNITION777 and deposit using Bitcoin to get 25 free spins on 777 Deluxe.
Do that at Ignition Casino. Check it out. Thank you for sponsoring the stream. All right, let's get into the third thing. Let's go.
All right, the third thing is the update roundup. So, I didn't...
That's pretty good.
I didn't have... we didn't have, like, a crazy big topic to talk about with all the rest of these games that have come out, but here's a quick rundown of four games that have updates that have come out recently. Risk of Rain 2 has an update with new characters, new items.
Neat.
The new character is Bandit, which is just another character from Risk of Rain 1, but now put in 3D. Played it for like 15 minutes just to see what it was like. Bandit's pretty cool. Has like a shotgun type deal. Has like a execute gun type deal. So it's a pretty cool character. I think I'm still a captain main, but nice to see that Risk of Rain has still got stuff going on. No Man's Sky Expeditions is coming out, and Expeditions is like, how do they explain this? Because I was looking at this earlier, but Expeditions is kind of like, you can play with your friends. That's the biggest thing, is that you play with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
But there's phases in it. So
okay.
I think you have to, like, you advance the story or you advance the expedition by completing a phase every time. So it says, each expedition is phases made up of milestones. These challenges, ranging from simple to highly challenging, can be completed in any order. Milestones are open-ended, and each one is a chance to explore a different aspect of No Man's Sky. Every completed milestone brings a reward to assist you in your journey, pin a milestone to your, and then it has extra phases. So you do phase one milestone, will be like, start your ship, lift off the planet, and then phase two, you know, could be like just mine all of this stuff over here, you know, and whatever. So it's a new way to play, because No Man's Sky is like, there's really, I feel like it's not targeted, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's an open world game that's just doing open world stuff, but now it's kind of giving you some type of mission to work toward. Yeah, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I've actually been trying it. I got the game and I've been trying it, and I keep crashing within the first 15 minutes. There's like an opening mission where you're like, you're on a planet, you have to fix your suit and go into the ship and blah blah blah, and I've crashed twice already. Which is kind of frustrating, but you know, I was
like, that's pretty annoying.
Yeah, but it might be my computer. I don't know. I'm gonna give it one more try. But I've been keeping my eye on it because like everybody says it got better. I like coming into games late, especially games like that.
Especially games like this.
Yeah, because you kind of have to, so you get all the pieces. So I am going to try it out. I'll probably report back next week and let you guys know what I think.
Well, I think more so just because, you know, No Man's Sky had like the worst release of all time. And then they hunkered down and just made a great game. So good stuff to them.
Good for them.
Animal Crossing has a spring update, which is Cherry Blossom Season, which is, this is the first month that has been able to repeat since the game came out fully, because it came out March 20th, but now this is the first month that you repeat.
Yeah.
And then, surprise, Maneater has...
What?
Maneater has Truth Quest DLC. So, in that DLC, you can... Which is weird, because I have 100% of that game, and I never planned to go back, and I... Even with this, like, I don't... What am I supposed to do with this, you know?
Weird.
Truth Quest. So... Here we go. Maneater Truth Quest says, additionally, okay, here we go. A substantial amount of DLC. Chris Parnell returns to as the role of the narrator. Additionally, there is a maximum level cap increased to 40, 5 new organs available, and the maximum size of your shark can be increased through the Truth Quest DLC. There's also new Uber Apex Predators, new evolved hunt creatures, new objective types, including time trials, new military vehicles and weapons for the bounty hunters.
Who was like on the fence? They're like, I don't know if I want to get Maneater, but oh wait, new army types. Ooh, that's very strange.
I was not ready for that, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, that's the, you know, the quick game update roundup, and that's going to be it for y'all gaming. Didn't Binding Isaac get DLC? If it did, I did not see it. And we'll talk about it next time as I can remember what's getting DLC. I don't own that game, so.
One more thing. The new Oddworld game came out today. I am so excited. I'm going to play it, not tonight, because I'm busy tonight, and I can't tomorrow. But I'm probably going to play it Thursday. I'll let you guys know how it is next week. I've been watching some streams. Nobody is watching that game. It is an utter failure on Twitch, but it was free with PSN. So I think it will be okay. So yeah, I will let you know how that game is. I'm excited.
Thoughts on Returnal? I think that game is going to be pretty cool. It looks like a, you know, roguelike, but it looks like from a AAA studio, which is kind of interesting. I don't think we have anything like that. I will try it, but some of those monsters like types look a little annoying to me too, though. But I'll try it anyway. I don't have a lot of games for PS5, if any. After you beat my Spider-Man or Dark Demon Souls, you're kind of just assed out. But I got one, though. But anyway, that's going to be it for y'all gaming. Thanks for hanging out with us for a little bit. We will be back next Wednesday, Tuesday, to talk to you about more gaming stuff. And if you have anything you ever want us to talk about, just, you know, put it out on Twitter. Come into my stream, say, is this something I want to talk about? All good. I might go back to streaming Monster Hunter like right now, so if you guys want to swap back over there, that's cool. But until then, I'll see you guys later. Good night.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.